Massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk. Logan, could you just start by telling us a bit about yourself?
I can. Okay, so my name is Logan Richards and I live in Kingston upon Hull, and I really, really like acting and singing.
Fantastic. And so, Logan, you say you like your acting and your singing. Where do you think that liking for acting and singing has come from?
Well, when I was a young child, I used to watch things like Britain's Got Talent and hearing music. And when I started to hear music in these things, I thought to myself that I really like to do that. And it just went better and better from there.
Okay, so you say it's gone better and better from there, Logan. What kind of things have you done with music so far?
Okay, so I have done some of my exams. So I did exams for my acting and singing, which was very exciting.
So Logan, have you ever kind of performed in any talent shows or anything like that?
Performed in Aim High's Got Talent, which is a charity that raises money for children with physical and mental difficulties, and it really helps them get better and really shows how they're good. And I have also took part in online festivals and things for acting and singing as well.
Okay,
and so affecting their life.
Brilliant. That sounds brilliant, Logan. So with Aim High, what did you actually do as your performance?
Okay, so I performed, I believe, a monologue that I did for one of my first acting exams and a poem.
Fantastic. And so what was the best bit about getting involved in Aim High?
Well, I just really like the people, so once, and how they're raising money and helping.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. And you sound like someone who does like to help but also perform at the same time. So with kind of plays and drama, kind of in theatre and plays and performances, Logan, what's your favourite play, would you say?
Well, I do have lots of different. One of the favourite ones that I have been in up to now is Blackout. I did Blackout and I was Bobby Cook in that, one of the main characters, and that was very exciting.
So for people that are listening that maybe haven't heard of Blackout before, Logan, what, tell us a bit about Blackout. What's it about?
Okay, so Blackout was created by Green Ginger Productions, and it is about a boy called Bobby, and he and his friends collect, this is set in World War II, collect like bits of bombs, and they like collecting those, and then he runs into some trouble with I think it's a German and two other people, and he tries to run from them when they find him, but they get him, but by the end everyone finds him, those get beaten, and it all ends very happily.
Fantastic. What do you enjoy most about performing, do you think, Logan?
Well, when I act and sing, I really like how people like it and it makes them feel happy, and I can perform, act and sing what I like and they can see what they like.
That's fantastic. I know I've seen lots of your stuff online and we've tried to share some of your stuff on the Multi-Schools page. Just tell people a bit. I know you've got your own page, haven't you, on Facebook. Tell us a bit about what you do on your own page.
Okay, so my page, Logan Richards Autistic Spectrum Performance Journey, is about my journey or my acting and singing and where it leads me. So from my exams to my shows, and the people who watch it get to see an updated of what I'm doing with my acting and singing.
Brilliant. Yeah. And so if you are interested in that, please do go and have a look, because I've seen some brilliant stuff and you are very talented, Logan.
Thank you.
No problem. So with your page, obviously the title of your page mentions autism as well. Why have you put kind of autism in that page, Logan?
Well, I just wanted people to know that whether you do have autism or do not have autism, or do have physical difficulties or do not have physical difficulties, whatever it is, you can do whatever you want in life.
Fantastic. And that's exactly why we set the multi-schools up, Logan, and exactly why I wanted to chat to you on here, because that's our message all the time, but it's much better coming from someone like you. So do you think, Logan, then, if we think about autism, do you think that maybe people out there believe that people with autism or other differences can't perform?
I don't necessarily. I do think the general public really does understand it and is really nice regarding matters like that.
That's really good to hear. So Logan, am I right in saying then that you've only had positive experiences from people when you've performed, or have you ever had any negative experiences about kind of your differences?
No, people have been very, very supportive, and I go in like everybody else. And yes, it was very good.
No, that's really good to hear. So I know, Logan, that I've spoke to some young people who they don't always have positive experiences because people don't understand their autism. What would you say to those people, Logan?
I think you should just go for what you like, and that is always the best way forward. If you like something, do it.
So thinking, but just thinking in general then, if there's people that maybe are a bit shy to get on stage, but maybe they really love performing, they just need that extra push, what would be your advice to those people, Logan?
That if you do feel like shy or you do feel like you're confident, no matter what it is, you can always perform and always get better at dealing with those shynesses.
Fantastic. So what are your plans for the future then, Logan?
Okay, well, my plans for the future are I would like to complete my acting and singing exams and let it go from there.
Fantastic. So have you got ambitions to kind of continue to be on stage, maybe kind of in the West End or something slightly different?
Yes, things like that. I would be looking forward to when I do new performances and things. That is always very exciting.
Fantastic. So we've already mentioned your Facebook page, Logan, but is there anything else that you kind of show off your talent in? Because I know that you are very talented. Is there any way that people can go and look at what you're doing?
Okay, so on YouTube, if you type in Logan Hall, there's a lot of different people with that, but there's also some of me singing on there as well. But you will mainly find things at my Facebook page.
Fantastic. So Facebook's the best way to go, but I know from speaking to other young people that YouTube's can be popular as well. So certainly look at Logan on YouTube as well. I know that you've also done a lot of fundraising as well for autism awareness. Tell us a bit about the fundraising you've done.
So I did an app sale, and I also came around town and collected money for the Aim Higher charity. And also, personally to me, what I originally did was I swam some lengths and raised £50. And then kind of after I started doing shows with acting, I kind of started getting a bit more confident. So after that, I once dressed up in a red dress with makeup on and went round to raise money for Comic Relief.
Fantastic. Well, you've done some brilliant stuff, Logan. So as well as your performing, which I hope people do check out, and thank you for giving us that information. Well done to all the money and awareness that you're raising. And I have a feeling that we're certainly going to be staying in contact with you, Logan, because the other young people we work with, I'm sure, will want to hear lots from you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Logan. A massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.